I know I'm not supposed to run any meetings, but perhaps we could get a motion up about a chair. So that with the town of Corican Beach Select Committee Day appoints a person as a chair. So would anyone like to nominate themselves or someone else? You'd like to nominate yourself?
Yes.
I second. I'm not voting.
I say yes.
Anyone else want to second that?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion or
you knew that was going to happen.
Does anyone want to nominate themselves over here?
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, you're great.
All right.
Did we have
to? Yeah.
Did you send it out?
Yeah.
Oh, how come I
didn't
see it? That's
awesome. Maybe it went in your spam. I get a lot of spam from Ben.
Yeah,
it all goes in my spam.
I mean, I remember you sending something about the meeting, but I don't know why. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, it's always on the live streaming page, right? Like, so if we're ever looking for the minutes or anything, it's always on live streaming. It's always up to date.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Oh,
I got this one.
Yeah.
Great. I got this email. This is the last, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Agenda now about the online stream.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. For an attachment. There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a bit, family day here.
Okay. All right. So
they just
normally
start
adopting the agenda.
Yeah.
So everybody have the agenda? So what's that? Where do I find the agenda now?
On your screen? The agenda.
Oh, this is just the okay, that's the agenda. Okay. Can we have adoption of the agenda, please?
What day was it sent out for internet?
I can show you on
it's in burned it in the last stream. I think we used the task, and that's what threw me off.
What gives you the January 23rd?
Oh, you know what? Top results are not. Let's go.
Okay.
Why do you have a 6 gajillion? What? You're typing to Brittany.
Oh.
You're typing what we're saying.
Yeah.
Mm. I must have hit that.
See, you only saw I'd send it to
him. Hey.
Can I just show you on
your phone? It's going to be on.
It's going to link you to a URL anyway.
Yeah, because I didn't bring my laptop, okay. I'm not realizing.
It's not a big deal. You'll have a 10-minute voice message of all the
people. I didn't realize the voice thing. It's just like teasing everything and trying to send it to Brittany of everything I've said.
Okay. That's the almost a process.
Alright. Approval of the agenda.
Yeah, nothing rocket science, just. Anyone want to approve the agenda?
I'll approve the agenda.
All right, great. We need a seconder?
Yeah.
Seconder.
I'm in.
All right, great. All right. Can we do adoption of the minutes, considering that some people weren't
well, only
some people weren't here? Okay.
Here.
We have adoption of the minutes. From June of 2022, is that the one we have to do because that was officially our last meeting? Okay. I have no recollection of what they say, but...
It was a summary
summary.
We made sure that we were...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so it's really only Brittany and I.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Indeed.
Oh, right, she didn't... She doesn't count this year, but did count last year, is that right?
Oh, so, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like, she can't really...
You're right.
No, don't take that the wrong way. I mean, like...
So you're now not a party member because you're counting.
Because you're non-voting, yeah. So, Brittany, you want to move the minutes?
Yes,
since we're the only ones that can do it.
I might have already
Okay. While you were getting your tea, I was elected chair.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't have taken it anyway.
Okay. Motions from council.
FYI.
FYI. Okay. We'll just move on then to new business. Meeting schedule. So, how often do we want to meet? And when, what's going to be a good time?
So currently you're like once a month, which is
not going to be enough moving forward. Yeah.
No, I agree.
Probably not enough. Yeah.
So that's not all me. This is me.
What's her name? Katie.
Yeah.
Can't make Mondays.
Why isn't she here today?
I don't know. I think she might have forgotten. Will I text her? I just did.
Could we maybe go around and talk to all the...
Yeah, of course. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I just... It'd be nice to know who's here.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Okay.
You want to do it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
She's in here, everyone. Oh. So, do you remember?
No.
Okay. Brittany.
Oh, Rob is replaced by Rob.
Rob. Yeah, we had a Rob Dunsloan and a Rob Ferguson. So this is Rob. He has been on the committee before.
Oh, fabulous.
So he's not the father of the committee, but he's the son of the committee.
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah. Second generation.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Rob, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Yeah. No. Happy to be involved. I was Rob Ferguson. So I go back to Family Day since that's five. I mentioned earlier.
I
so,
love it.
And then joined the committee. I was on this committee for probably close to 8-9 years. Chaired a few under Walter, who lived in Maryland, who were the champions that really did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
So I think it's good again. I currently also serve on the what do we call Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee as well in the town. And my job is up at BIU. I'm the associate here in the faculty management. My background is recreation and tourism. And kindergarten through grade 12 in this lovely town. So happy to throw my hat in and contribute to that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I recognize it's a lot of work and usually borne by very few people. So impressed that we got this group here. This is the biggest committee I think I see in this event. So it's cool.
Yeah. And hopefully just a lot less burden on any one person, a lot more of a team effort. Yeah. And Barbara, I said she's joining us today. She may join us next time, but she may not. We'll still stay. But Barbara, do you want to introduce yourself?
I really know nothing. We just moved here in late fall, so I know nothing about the celebration or anything. I was just reading the website and thinking, need to do something. I don't know anybody. Maybe I can help, but I'll tell you all, I have limited vision, and my hearing is absolutely appalling. So I can hear everything, but the understanding's not there. It's a strange thing with hearing loss, that it's not volume, it's, you know, you lose consonants. And, you know, FS or something, and so I can hear a lot of time I hear words, but they don't mean anything. They're not. They could be another language, so.
Is there a way to help in that process?
Speaking clearly, you know, speaking, enunciating clearly and speaking a little more slowly helps.
Okay.
But I'm hoping there'll be sort of background jobs that I can do that don't require hearing everything that's being said, because it's not going to happen. A lot depends on the room, too, and, you know, every voice is different, so.
Okay.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
I'm super happy you came. I think that's if you get to be brave to do that.
Yeah.
So you're on the right path. There's lots of background jobs.
Yeah.
For sure. And nothing that you have to take. Sometimes it's nice just to have someone here to give ideas. So even if you don't necessarily take a job on, but you share in this time with us and you help give ideas, that's wonderful too.
Okay. All right. May have an idea.
And we are way more fun than the Beach Day Committee.
The Beach Day guys look kind of heavy on men, and this one look kind of light on people. But anyway, a lot of
a little bit of a difference on men.
You want to introduce yourself a bit to the people?
Sure. I'm Rebecca Fenton. I moved here in July of 2021 from Whitehorse, Yukon, where I lived for 31 years. All of my work is still up in the Yukon. I work for an organization called Autism Yukon. I work for another organization called Partners for Children, and I also, through my own consulting business, do some contracts around evaluation and program development and anything anyone wants to give me, I'll give it a try.
So i.e. overachiever.
It was horrible when people would ask me what my parents did.
Be a nurse or like or something because like and a teacher or something like that because I don't know how to describe what you do, you know. So anyway, here's a nurse.
Hi, this is Jody is Rebecca's daughter.
I don't have much to say. Same things as you. Moved here with my mom. I'm a nurse at Falcon Manor.
I'm Brittany Gagne. I moved here 7 years ago from Langley on the mainland. I've owned 3 child care centers, and I'm by trade a youth and child care worker. I worked for the school district on the mainland for most of my career. And when I moved here, I sold my businesses off and started in real estate last year, which has been great. But in order to fill my other side of whom I am as a person, I wanted to join some committees so that I could just get a little bit more fulfillment out of life.
Jean Young, I have a store in town, downtown, RGB's Fashion. And then I decided to run for office and get involved. And I like to hear about people's wants and needs. Not necessarily that in a way of wand or anything. And just to take a second, you gals that mentioned about daycare and stuff like that, we have a beautiful new daycare called Into the Woods. Help getting staff to get it open.
Did you get someone to run it? Like the manager?
Possibly, maybe. Still not sure.
I have a person going.
Just finish 3D. Okay, we'll help 3D.
Okay.
Thank you.
We always know someone.
And Julian, my son, is going out with a girl that is also taking this work. I need this kid. So I don't know if she doesn't really need anyone, but she might be interested in disability. But.
Okay. Thank you.
That's an advice. So I'm Cheryl Vieira. I, too, have been, first I worked in the Vancouver Park Force for a long, long, long time. And then I became a teacher and I taught in 3 provinces for 23 years. And then I moved here in 2016, and I'm in real estate as well. And I think that, I mean, I love being a realtor because you really work with, you're helping people at really stressful times in their life, and that's something I like doing. But I've always been involved with kids my entire life, from working in daycares, parks, schools, everything. So just kind of felt right to be on family day.
Cool.
And Geraldine, I moved here in 2.5 years ago from Vancouver, and I was working from home, and I'm not, and so I I met Jean. She asked me if I wanted to be on this committee, and I used to be on many committees at work through my job as an HR manager, and so I was like, oh, sure, I'll try it. I had no idea what Family Day was, because last year I missed everything about it. So here I am, and I love connecting with people. For me, it was an interesting way to meet new people in the community, but also on the day. and going through the whole process. So, yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently, we need to do a better job advertising it.
Well, so I said, I'm
like, let's
get an advertiser from here, here, and here. So, oh, yeah, I look there.
Yeah, no, I...
Well, where do you look?
Where, how would we reach you?
Well, I got to sign up for the newsletter. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the newspaper, but I don't always read carefully. Some of the adverts, to be honest, I don't look at adverts. So that's, I don't watch TV. Every time there's an advert, I'm like, no, not watching. And same in the newspaper. So that's probably why I would have missed it. But, yeah, nobody really...
Posters in the streets or...
Yeah, and even you said at businesses, you know, I see the kids, you know, that graduate at the end of the year on the businesses, but did not see anything about the family day last.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Keep in mind.
Yeah.
All right. You want to introduce yourself?
I'm
really know who you are.
I'm not here officially.
Oh, wait.
I'm the worst secretary ever. I can never not talk up. We saw that in the day. Sorry. But yes, I'm Bernadette, and I am staff support. So I am part of the committee, but I'm not in voting or anything. I'm here for support. And last year I played a heavier role just to get the committee up and running, and I'll be taking more of the back seat now that you guys are.
Bernadette works with the town of Qualicum. So because she works with the town of Qualicum, she cannot have a vote in the committee. She's just here to support.
Yeah, she's just in line.
And Jean is a counselor, so same thing. She's here to support, but she cannot vote. So the rest of us, when we are going through the list of things that we need to do to make this event occur, we all have to have votes as to whether we want to move forward with that. Things like the price, who we want to use, the events we want to bring to the day. Okay?
But I can attest that Bernadette on a lot of committees, she just got very, very busy, and she's the glue for all the committees
absolutely
to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Alrighty. So back to our schedule. So how many weeks out are we? 10 weeks out. So do we want to meet every 2 weeks until the event?
Probably. Well, I think it kind of depends on what comes out of this meeting, but yeah.
Well, we can come back and revisit the meeting schedule and meeting times. Okay. Determine a theme. This has haunted me. trying to think of a theme around, we kind of came up that we would like something around diversity without using the word diversity. And,
well, and
it's really
pitch.
Hard.
Jordy, you guys a pitch. Give us the pitch again. No, it was a very good pitch. It was a good pitch.
Oh, loud in here.
Loud. It was around families come in all different shapes and sizes, is kind of what I had said. But then we can't really figure out. It's got to be something short.
Yeah. Can I give us a couple? So one of the challenges of this event has always been what are the goals and objectives and what are we trying to achieve and what are some of the principles. So, and I want to be cognizant that, you know, maybe things have shifted since the last time I was on it. So a couple of the key principles were there is no corporate sponsorship. And I've published about this event. So this is a bit of a passion about me. Family Day is so unique in the country in the sense that for 40 years it ran, no corporate sponsorship, no fees. There's principles that everything has to be free and open, available to families, people of all ages. There was no commercial activity unless they were sort of supporting a local nonprofit activity. And that's unique. There's not too many. I don't actually know any other event where those are some of the guiding principles. So, and I don't know if that shifted. I don't want to just acknowledge that maybe it
did.
There's
no commercial
right
activity. There's no selling of things, no promoting,
exhibit.
You know, Except food. Except for food. We have their food trucks.
Okay.
There.
And are those, are they like commercial food trucks or are they local nonprofit?
They're a local.
They're for profit. But we do have some like groups who say we want to come in, the cadets and stuff who say
hot dogs or hamburgers or whatever.
So it's the mix. We do go for sponsorship though.
Okay.
In terms of if somebody wants to sponsor an event or provide money towards an event, we did accept that last year, and I've already had someone, oh, you sent it to me, someone reach out wanting to sponsor something this year. So
what does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, last year,
Bear Weight gave a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, that we used to
offered a couple hundred dollars, and we also kind of used that for the ambulance people that we had for first aid. We do get a budget from the town. Is it still
$10,000?
Yeah.
But a lot of that is spent on all the equipment that we rent for that day.
$10,000
is really nothing. So if we can get our hands on more money, terrific.
She was the driver last year, and a lot of our sponsors, she was able to get a lot of money from people in the area. The issue is now with her being on council, we're a little bit concerned about what that might look like. So we need somebody else who might be willing to make some phone calls and try to get more sponsorship. What we try to do for the people who are sponsoring is rather than simply saying, can you just give us some money, we say, look, we're trying to bring Funkonometry in. They're great, a great entertainer. Would you be willing to support the cost that they're wanting to charge us of X amount? And then when Bernadette puts the sponsorship information together, she'll say Funkonometry sponsored by. Right? And this is kind of, so it makes them feel like they've paid for something rather than just throw money into a pot.
Yeah. And I guess that goes back to the bigger conversation. It goes back to the eight goals and objectives, because it's a pretty short step to the QF Family Day. Or the PharmaSafe Family Day event, and that was the concern. That's for 40 years.
Become sponsored by a big group in town, sponsored by the town, sponsored by the town.
Because it's a corporate event rather than a community.
This
is my point about the challenge. For 40 years, we haven't documented some of these principles and the purpose and the goals of the event, and primarily because it was very grassroots. I mean, I was part of the committee when we used to meet at Bailey's in people's houses, and then the town brought it here and kind of brought it into the town spectrum appropriately. But there was no direction, right? There was no sort of what's the purpose, what's the goals, what's the objective.
So in what way does it benefit the city, the town, to have those goals and objectives in place other than us as a group? Of people getting together knowing that this event we're putting on is for the purposes of providing a barrier-free event for a community to gather.
So that's it. I agree. And there you go. There's the articulated goal. And then it's sort of speaking to, well, how do we affect that? And sponsorship is one route, and each day and other events pursue that route. And there's lots of examples of that. So that was the question. It was just to understand what the landscape is.
Okay.
Now, and to flag, a legitimate concern. Where's the boundary? So if somebody said, I'll give you $10,000 as long as my name's on the front of it, what would that
be? And I think that one of the other, it's not a concern right now, but, like if we rely on that for this event to happen, so people weren't fatigued last year, but as things go on, sponsorships, more events, more things, there may be more fatigue, and then we've become reliant on that sponsorship, as opposed to, let's try and run it within the 10,000 that we have, and
is that possible?
Well, what did you say? But how far?
The issue that happened last year is that we didn't spend it. I asked this year and said, look, are we going to get more than 10,000? Because
ran with her, you know, head chopped off trying to get as many sponsorships as we could. Mm-hmm. And so then the town's response was, well, we don't need to give you more money because you didn't spend the whole budget last year. Fair. However, we didn't spend the whole budget last year because we were able to get so many sponsorships. So if we aren't able to get so many sponsorships, we'll spend the town's money. But really, if we want the town to be the major contributor, we need to rely less on sponsorships and more on town money. But it sounds like we don't know if that'll always increase. If they'll just always keep it at 10, we don't have an answer to that. Not that they don't burn a debt, but
And the beauty of a budget is that we can say, hey, yes or no, I think.
Totally.
Keep within that budget, right?
Yeah.
So a budget can go and go and go and go and go and go. And there has to be.
Yeah. Like our cost last year was just under 10.
Which is.
And we got $1,500.
How low that is. And it doesn't, at the same time, it doesn't reflect the staff time.
No.
There's a significant amount of staff time that goes into the day and so forth and so on. So the budget is actually probably three times that, really, for the numbers. But one of the reasons I'm here is because we were reviewing the budget in the Parks and Rec meeting and the line item for recreation services. And this is it. This is a mile slam. And so this is my point. This is sort of the, you know, the flag that the canary in the gold mine around sponsorship. It's a town event.
Mm-hmm.
And so this committee has the ability to voice that and say, you know what, I'm really sorry. If you'd like this event to go and achieve what you want it to achieve, we need X. And
just looking at the budget, was 800 of sponsorship that we got. So it wasn't half. It wasn't half our budget or anything.
No, not at all.
And 1,000 was from one group that's not going to. It doesn't.
We definitely spent over 10,000.
But that doesn't include the. That doesn't include all the gifts that were donated, all the gift certificates that were donated, all of those side sponsorships worth the grant.
Yeah.
Right. At the end of the day, we also want to be mindful of the taxpayers because the 10,000. I mean, we could put a nicer event on, but to ask the town for more money, try not to, because it's a taxpayer's money. So,
but it's the taxpayers, it's the families that are moving here that are begging for more young family events. Not that this was dedicated just to young family, but they're begging to see more stuff for their kids, them to do with their kids in our town rather than going to Nanaimo.
And we had, you know, I think we estimated 4,000, 4,000 participants.
Mm-hmm.
So you start to put that dollar figure on it, it's pretty cheap. I'm flagging it because I'm cautious with the piece around pursuing corporate sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cautious about
it. Well, we don't have to worry about that, do we?
No. That's a good example because actually we used to order the fireworks. So actually on purpose it was designed that Family Day be Sunday and the fireworks thing would be Saturday night. It'd be this really kind of cool vibe, although there was some guerrilla marketing there involved too. But anyway, that's just a helpful for me to understand the lay of the land.
And I appreciate you bringing it up just because it keeps us kind of cognizant of you. It's somebody
really special event for some of those reasons and it might change. You know, fair too. But there's a bit of magic there associated with that.
Okay, so
do we want to vote on whether we keep looking for sponsors?
We need to wait till we get further speaking because we're expecting more people this year than what we had last year. And the feedback last year was that there was lineups at the bounce castle, something we tried to avoid by doing no bounce castles and just the relay races. So this year we've opted to put more in, but that's going to cost more.
Yeah.
Which is going to eat up more of our budget.
All right. So in terms of a theme, do we want to... we kind of need that, right, to start getting the advertising ready. And,
yeah.
So.
I don't know. I really like the idea of the families kind of all shapes and sizes. Maybe it's too long, but that's it just says exactly what it is. I don't know if you're looking for something short and sweet, but it says a lot, families kind of all shapes and sizes.
Is anyone going to write even say that short?
Have we got any history?
I wrote down valuing all families every day.
Yeah, it's just as long.
Yeah, it is just as long.
So, Rob, to answer to your question, yeah, like, we had old times. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you remember? I sent that email.
Yeah, I sent the email three times, but I had it on me.
So,
just for background, we've discussed as a group that we would like this year to represent not just families as the nuclear family, but as, you know, people who, maybe grandparents raising children, maybe, or grandchildren, maybe adoptive families. We'd also like it to reflect the different people's abilities, people in walkers, people in wheelchairs, different ethnicities. We want it to be very inclusive. We're trying to avoid the word diversity. It's something I brought up only because diversity can sometimes be used in a negative connotation, and we don't want that to happen for this event. We'd like it to be as positive as possible.
And the theme, like, so for example, that was, it might be, you can have stuff like this in the hallway.
Yeah.
All these
let's read what we had. So 2013, we had.
Okay. Well, and then playing together, staying together. 2014, unknown.
It looked circusy.
It was like a circusy looking poster. 2015, same. 2016, same.
It's the same.
2017, then and now. 2018, no formal theme, but the style was old-fashioned. Then there was no event for, or no theme for 3 years. And then Qualicum Beach in bloom last year.
And the theme was generally tied to the parade.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the event.
That's true.
So to guide the floats.
Yeah. Something fun. Family. Yeah, so what's something that's going to be fun for float? Freaky family. No.
What'd you say?
Creative families. Fun families. Fun families. Forgettable families. Freaky family.
I'm trying to think of some songs out there, like some ego songs. We have some good titles, like Imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of one word thing.
Yeah. We can keep that theme of diversity in our design without actually having to say our theme is diversity.
Still, we have to have a patch theme.
Yeah.
You ever have the song, We Got Family? Got a little sister than whatever.
Yeah.
We're
our family.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, you can probably stop. Like, that's probably great. Just so we are family, because it kind of captures the whole thing. Community,
totally.
Family, neighbors.
Totally. That's true, actually.
That's kind of easy to jump on.
I'm
trying
to
play that. Yeah, I'm dying
of
stuff. No, I'm not going to
sing.
Sorry, are we...
Are we family enough? Beautiful.
Okay.
We have to have a mover and a shaker, or can we just all say yes? Okay, someone move.
I move it.
Okay.
And second, we are family.
Okay, sure.
Okay, all in favor? Done. There we go.
Now we have to play that song.
I love that song. Dr. Jody, she picked that song.
It's not your time. I was in a children's song called Music Arts Drama, and basically it was like a whole semester of dancing and doing that, and we did a big dance to that song.
Do you have any progress you
want to
release?
No. Not even.
She danced from like 18 months to 20.
Come on.
And then I taught.
And then she taught dance. Taught ballet and taught dancing. But yeah.
She's awesome.
All right. Assign areas of oversight. So, I guess that's the additional areas. So
do you want to go through what Jody's
doing field exhibit. Brittany's doing field activities. Jean is doing food.
Carol is doing entertainment with Brittany, Stay Support Stage Entertainment. Admin and volunteers. And then Rob is going to do logistics, correct?
Sure.
Yes. And Carol, do you
do parade, which I don't know what entails yet.
All right, we'll
I already have four people for you, so
yeah,
okay, I'll call them your way.
Anne already got in touch with me today, so I have news to pass on about that. And then,
the other lady is,
Katie.
Katie is,
promotion.
Promotion?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, that's where our assigned roles. And everybody has a chart.
Yes.
Do you want to show the chart?
Okay.
So on the Google Drive, which we'll share with you, there is a chart or two for everything.
On Lorna's page.
Which I've already set it all up for this year, and we've been inputting information into it, even if, you know, not our area yet, but just so we can keep it. You what?
It'll be the first of the parade.
What?
I had
We can all log into that.
Yeah, I knew it was not going to work. What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, we all know it now.
Write it down. Just trouble.
Yeah, quick, write it down. Hang what on. Is it?
Oh, here it is. Don't worry. Okay.
Yeah, write it all down, everyone. Yay.
Yo.
Not now.
No.
No. Okay, so it'll be shared. You'll find it in the shared with you down the left-hand side, and it'll be a file called Family Day 2023, and it has all these folders in there. So volunteers, staff, parade, logistics, graphics, field activities, entertainment, donations, and sponsorships, concessions, food, and then the budget. And then we have lessons learned on there from last time. The family day sort of overview of what it looks like, and then I just did up this chart of questions.
Back on this one too, like please go in and like put some more procedure in for your area. Like I just started to do it, but just so procedure. So, you know, let's say you can't make it, then your good friends will be able to come and make it, then they know what to do.
Yeah.
They know what to pick up.
And then the other doc is just for like if there's any, and I need to add columns now for everybody else, but so we can delete those theme ideas now. But if in between meetings, rather than us sending like a million emails to each other, if there's something you want to share with the group, you can just type it in there. So I'll add extra names on there now. So our first area of update is field activities.
So, and then maybe I'll just jump in because we talked last time about the meeting time, like keeping the meeting to less of I did this, I did this, I did this to more. What do you guys think about?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about? Need a decision or something.
Yeah.
Like just because it's going to get more and more lengthy. So.
Yeah. You know. Do you want to bring up the field activities chart just so people can see what it looks like when I... So there'll be this kind of chart that has what's happening so far. And can you just go back to the tab before? Click on that. Yeah, and then that registration folder. So if you click on that, so we have to get everybody who's interested to go onto the town website and fill out an actual registration form, which provides some of the same details they might have given you in an email, but it's just for liability purposes. They need to fill this out. So So when those new ones come in, Bernadette sends out an email just saying new registrations in concession or new registrations in field activities. And then if that's your area, you know to go in and click and have a look at them.
So I'm thinking while I'm saying this, did we make a decision last time that you bring your own chairs and you bring your own tents?
If they have them.
We ask them
yeah. if they.
Oh, with their name, right?
Yeah. But if they don't have them, we said only that group needs to bring their own chairs. That's the power. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. These are all boxes.
I don't know if we should ask.
Oh, yeah.
For the chairs, particularly, if someone offers me a chair, I'm like, sure, I want to bring my own.
Some people don't, though. They say they're bringing their own. Last year, it didn't run out. It was okay.
Most people that I've heard from are bringing their own tents, chairs, and
tables. On the logistics sheet, it's totaling at the bottom how many chairs and tents, and we're okay. We just can't give 30 chairs to the ukulele people that you talk
about. Well, you let me know if that becomes a
problem. So there's some follow-up that needs to happen there. Yeah. Because she's, anyway,
just about in a minute.
She's requesting a few things that are just not going to happen.
Is that happened to you too?
No, I saw it come in on the registration.
How come? Is that
chair?
We don't have chairs.
So, Civic Center?
We do have some, but we don't have enough.
Okay.
And we're not going to prioritize putting 30 chairs on a stage for a 15-minute performance when all the vendors could use them for the entire day.
Is that what they're doing? Is that what they're doing? Is there a stage?
And last year they brought their own.
No, they have 5 minutes.
They didn't offer it last year, and they all brought their own.
Yes.
So it is possible. It's just...
There's a phone number bringing chairs from the Civic Center, the actual Civic Center ones, because we're on the field of centers.
Usually the guys, I recall them doing it for the pancake breakfast, so they were only there for the pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
It's all secret.
Yeah, which is something we can talk about, because we don't have anybody for the pancake breakfast right now, but we'll... So field at field.
I think Jane's on pancake breakfast.
No, but I know, but the people that we were thinking about are not available. So
the Ramblers,
The harpist is not.
But I thought the Ramblers were performing for the pancake breakfast.
I don't know. We'll get an update on that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, we'll come back to it.
Field at, I guess. Anything that we need to make a decision about.
So I vetoed using inflate a fund based on what happened last year. Mm-hmm. Which, for everybody else to know, they told us they would bring a photo booth, and we booked a certain photo booth with the understanding that it needed to be that booth because we were creating a backdrop, and they didn't inform us that that was going to change, and they showed up on the day of with a different photo booth, a whole different setup, and in fact, that photo booth they showed up with should have been $150 less. They tried to sneak it and not tell us. They then proceeded to charge us, I believe, $150 more than the original agreed upon price because they said that that photo booth required a staff member that we now had to pay for. And I just, that professionalism, that amount of, that doesn't work for me. So we
created a backdrop for that.
Yeah.
To fit that photo booth, and we couldn't use it at all.
No.
So I've been very forward with the owner of Inflated Funds, so they are aware as to why we have made the choice to continue with the other bouncy castle company. I'm forgetting Bouncerama. But as I said last year, we had such a huge turnout last year, which I don't think everybody was fully expecting, which means there'll be more this year. So we need to up what we're offering, and that requires more funding for the bouncy castles. So we're looking at adding about 6 new inflatables. Three of those will be accessible. That means wheelchair, walker friendly. So not just for able-bodied beings.
So we have in here 46, 36, 35. Okay. That's the
Pardon?
40 to 35, yeah.
To say that it's in question.
Okay.
Remember that with us taking out the inflator fund, which was about 500 and change, it was 551.
Yeah.
That goes into the budget of what we did pay last year. We paid, bounced around, I believe, 2,800 approximately. So we're increasing our budget. I think I said there it would be about 1,200.
Yeah.
We would be looking to increase the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be providing inflatables.
Are they providing staff?
Pardon? Yes, all staff, generators, all that good stuff. Licenses for, you know, with No, because they wanted to charge us $1,500.
Yeah.
Last year.
Okay.
So we just kind of, and they weren't willing to negotiate on the price.
Right. What's the other one? I think they're our business folks. The little pony ride?
Yes. Tiger Lily?
Yeah.
They are no longer.
Yeah. That's great. It's fixed. Yeah, if you spread them around the field, you got a lot of kids to use.
Yeah. And it just keeps the kids busy and happy, and that means parents are busy and happy.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we don't have any more pins around.
Yeah.
I can take them out.
That was you rescuing my child. My drama child.
Oh, how funny. We have had many discussions about your child.
And my uncle did not My aunt was in such a state that I was the first aid guy for family. I was the safety risk doer. My aunt was just...
That pin didn't even come from any of our vendors. Not one.
From the world.
Nobody had a pin. We asked everybody. We sent an email out. Not a single person creating anything. It was just in the park. And just got right
in there. He's a little, if it was my daughter, it wouldn't have been no big deal.
We were very upset about that because we were like so careful and everything that made
sense. Found it happened wasn't a big deal. It was all good. So you were rad. I recall that little time.
So do we need to vote that we're okay with this price?
When do you have to get a decision?
I think she said the end of March, March 31st, she had to know.
So how many is that? How many? 10?
Way more. I'll double check. I think it's 16 is the total. Don't quote me yet. Let me pull it up right here.
I mean, personally, I love it. I mean, it was so popular last year, and I think we are going to get more people this year than last year. So as long as we have the space, to accommodate it.
It's 13.
13 things? Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. They're going to bring 13 things for how much?
40.
46.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I totally support it. Particularly if you don't have the climbing wall and you don't have the pony rides. And, I mean, that's just great. You can get the real estate to use the field. And,
and in the past we talked about different age groups, so it's going to work for different age groups.
Yeah.
Is that the case this time?
Yeah, so that's what she's saying. What she did is last year she took a overview of what was the most and what was underutilized and what they'd like to see. So she's just saying in here that she's added a couple, for instance, their Big Connect 4 is very accessible for everybody, and their five-sided sports world. One of them she's jointing because it's only two people can participate in it at a time, which creates lineups.
Right.
So she's made sure that everything she's included can have lots of people playing it at one time. She's very thorough.
I was going to say, I love this lady.
Yeah, she's very, very
analyzing that.
That's good news.
Yeah.
And then she sent photos of everything except for three because they're brand new. She doesn't have them yet.
All right.
She shared them. That's awesome. Here's 13 of the photos. How do I?
Okay. So do you want to move to spend that amount of money and then we'll vote on it?
Yeah, I'll move it.
Okay.
So that's 4,600. 4,635.
Do I have a seconder?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor? Good. Great. Done. Booker.
Okay.
Okay, anything else for the field?
Yes, we need to discuss the skydivers.
Oh, yes.
So I have spoken with Natalie. Not spoke, I've been emailing with Natalie. She is sending her smoke cannons. She needs a receiver, and Bernadette, I've made you the receiver of the smoke cannons because they don't know exactly when they're going to arrive, and I can't just be sitting around waiting for them. I don't have any idea what the purpose of them is yet. She said that she's going to send me a detailed review of what is necessary later, but she just needed to know that you can receive them.
It's like when they come down, they're attached, and they're releasing.
I have no idea.
They come down.
But for some reason, they need to be shipped somewhere and received, and so you are the contact and
your personal address.
For the skydiver.
That's also been bringing
Skyhawks. It's a military skydiving team. They put on a great performance. We tried to get them last year and didn't succeed, and we got them this year, which is great.
Excellent.
Oh, so it's just like comes
It's like this. See? It looks like that. So it's like a...
Oh, nice. Very cool. So those smoke cannons need to be here. So I put you in contact for that. And then the other thing is I will meet her. I will meet a staff member, probably the person in control of placement on the field in the early morning, because I will need to meet the team at the field to discuss the logistics of how and where they come in from, on what angle and where they land, because they need to have it all cordoned off to make sure there are no people below when they arrive.
That's wrong.
When is that? I don't know yet.
So I
think it back to
the that.
Yeah.
Yep. Great. Excellent.
That's all I need for
it. Is there a cost with it?
That's interesting you say that. She didn't say anything about cost in there. You got the email too. I know, and I read through it, and I've since spoken to them. She hasn't brought up anything about costs.
She just said for any
money.
I always give a little.
I have to say, though, Vancouver Island skydiving group, they also got back to me and said that they'd be into it.
I do for cost.
They're $500.
We need to.
I canceled them. I just wanted you to know that.
Okay.
They were going to charge for high.
Okay.
As well, can't we have four FDC people showcasing the military?
Well, they're not asking for money yet.
For money.
Let's just let it lie until they find something. Yeah. All right. Anything else we need to make decisions?
No.
Okay. Exhibits.
Should we do
Oh, Rob, you got to go. Okay, so...
But I just get told what to do.
So you just need to make sure everything runs smoothly that day. Yeah, so...
Well, okay, the logistical needs then would be walkie-talkies. How do we communicate? How did you communicate last week?
Walkie-talkies.
Okay, so,
and that was through the town.
Through the town. Yeah. And how do we have little golf carts? So... We have a parade, for example.
We didn't use golf carts.
We'll talk to the chief on that one. We have a Komodo.
Do you have a Komodo? The town has a Komodo. Are you going to give it to us?
Yes.
Okay.
What's that?
A little vehicle.
Okay.
For the parade, it's awesome because then you get to zip up and down and make sure.
Okay.
And you keep smiling while the chaos goes on.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's helpful to zip around. It's for children with 10 in their feet.
One thing to do now is, it's to book the electrician.
And the portaloos.
And the portaloos.
Okay.
Four to five.
Rob has said that has said that he would do the electrical for us because he's very familiar.
Excellent. Did he,
do we not use the town?
He is the town
guy. He is the town official, but he's not a contract. Yeah, we don't have a staff
person
anymore.
Who do we engage with the town-wise around all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, who's our total?
We will have one. They won't come until later on.
The operation?
Facility, you know, I think.
Maybe can introduce or connect. I think, was that the gentleman at our last Parks and Rec meeting, I think?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe it's just an email. That'd be helpful because there's a few things we could...
I'll connect you with...
And then the porta potties last year I got through...
Yeah.
Just one sec. Absolute Septic Service.
Okay.
And they were on time, they picked them up on time, they were good.
And how many?
I got just two.
Just Is that enough?
Because there's, yeah, it was fine. Because there's also the other
pool,
the bathroom in the building that's there. Yeah.
And there's some of the one with the playing fields.
Yeah.
With the portable there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then, yeah, it was fine. There was no.
And I have some
lineup.
Aerosmith Grand Water Alliance wants to do the water again.
Oh, cool. Like drinking water?
Yeah.
Oh,
they go right by the building.
They just need to step right by the building.
Did BIU cooperate with these activities or exhibit
stuff? Yeah. No, RDN. It wasn't
RDN.
Like Nelson,
for example?
Jessica, I think is her name.
Yeah.
Milner Gardens did not participate last year. I'm trying to remember. I don't know if anybody's directly contacted with them.
No, I never put them out
here.
I'm pretty sure I did as the exhibit person.
So what did they do?
Milner Gardens. Well, last year I think I asked. Remember, I asked them to do the planting and
with
their roots and stuff and stuff like that, but it didn't work out. So we had volunteers do it, but they might be a good one.
You have a contact
in?
Yeah, I was strong on the BIU RDN, they usually use events to train their summer leaders, okay. Relays and stuff like that. So Milner would likely do something associated with guarding and guarding and ask these kind of
people. Okay, so when you say the IU, you mean Milner?
Yeah.
There's the one
Milner and Deep Bay usually associated with the beach day, right?
Perfect.
Okay.
Also this year she is in bloom for the Super Bowl, so any floral she's putting out there, any shade of purple would be appreciated.
So that's cool to direct to our parade folks too, hey?
Yeah. So we have a sound technician. Our RSM production who is going to do the sound.
Yeah.
So it'll just be the, figuring that out with Rob about all the electrical. I mean, he did it last year. He knows. And the stage and, just,
yeah.
Which ended up being way smaller than we thought it was. But now we know. This year we know how big the stage is. So I don't think we can do any bigger.
Yeah, I think that
sounds
awesome.
Logistics of the stage?
Yeah, we were just, it was smaller than we thought last year.
Yeah.
Small, so, but I don't know if we have any, it's a town stage.
That's the best you got, I think.
I don't think we can get any bigger. Because I don't think there's, more components. So I think So we got t-shirts last year, which are generic, so we can use them again. I don't know what we have left.
Lots.
Okay.
But do we have lots of
different sizes,
or do we have lots of, of varied? Anyway, so I think we're okay. We gave them to all the volunteers. And some of the volunteers are coming back. They will have already had their. So yeah, we purposely did them so they weren't theme related. I'm trying to think if there's anything else big logistics right now. I think
we're looking here.
Booking those.
Were the fire and ice? So we used to get the tents from fire and ice and. Is that still a possibility? Are they still a thing?
They're on now, but we have access. I think Rotary is holding them.
The holder of the tent.
So we would get access. If you want to contact them and see whether.
Is that where we got the tents last year? Oh, okay. They were in town tents.
I think they were town tents.
Because Tony got them out of a storage thing and was afraid they were going to be like...
If they were in the storage thing, they were rotary.
They were mothballed.
I can check for it.
He
put them in the bush.
So he got them...
that's helpful, though. They're still there.
What else is up there, though?
The main logistical things right now.
Well, I'll just, looks like you've got outstanding stuff, so I'll just scour it, come back to the next meeting with any questions, and get the marching
orders. Yeah, and you can always, email.
Yeah.
If you have any, if there's anything else, but...
Okay.
So let me just look at the logistics here.
Oh, I
the logistics to go through here, like, so, for example, the parade logistics.
Yeah, there's here, a lot around that.
Barricades, traffic control, map of course, walkie-talkie, which we just talked about, field activities, the logistics, what have been the requirements, down the power set, mobile, microphones, oh yeah, microphones, all that, bathrooms.
Well, the I'm assuming the sound guy will bring, like, will he have a mic for the
yeah.
MC and all that?
Yeah,
yeah.
He'll have everything. Does
yeah.
something to do with the chain link fence? Don't understand. Something that happens has to happen.
Access for vehicles and then policing vehicles, probably?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Food vendors.
The other thing was,
we're still out of power for some places, right?
Yeah, the other logistical thing is, so you sent me about the first aid, St. John's
mm-hmm.
in Comox
yeah.
earlier, so I sent the form off already
okay.
To them making a request
okay.
For first aid.
So that's
kind of,
that's
kind of a logistical thing,
but
I started the ball rolling
yeah.
because last year we couldn't get anybody.
Did we try the pool?
Like request?
I don't know, no. Anyway, I've put this request in. Beach Day is giving them $200 honorarium to do it, so I thought that was reasonable.
Yeah, very.
We did the, so I just, yeah, so I sent the form in, so we'll see what they come back with.
This could look like a little bit of, you know, generate a placement, order to Portaloo, see map pull out, there's a link there.
Yeah, you bet. I
electrician, secure first aid, obviously cars coming and going first thing, so that was a big part of it, like people coming and going so they weren't running over each other.
Yeah, well, and the order of things arriving and so on, yeah. And wow, when people started arriving, that was like overwhelming.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God. And it was like, yeah, when the parade ended,
yeah.
I was like, oh my God. We were just so...
I haven't done the
that weren't at the parade, like we had no sense of how many people were at it, and then when they all started coming
yeah.
to the park, it was like, oh my goodness. Okay, so
we're not going to get through our whole agenda today.
Okay, well let's just do any main quick things. Anything,
Geraldine?
Do you have anything else
yeah,
about activities that you need a decision on or need?
I just need to. Does anybody have any idea working with a ton of space painters? I talked to the school and they kind of were like, they gave me two names. Only one of them has gotten back to me. She is willing to have one space painter, but then they basically said otherwise I need a poster put up. But I feel like.
Okay. A poster avid thing.
I feel like
anybody interested in
cool high school kids are going to look at a poster and be like, yeah, let's go face it.
What about the one we paid for last time?
Did we get her?
Me?
Who, Jody?
No, didn't we pay for someone else?
They paid for me.
No, there was another one that was advertised.
Yeah,
saying, did she meet up to
her? Yes, I spoke with her. Her rate was...
Yeah, we didn't
see
her.
Pain.
It was pretty, yeah.
I wonder if Echo Fires with their makeup artist. So I did ask my son's girlfriend, and she's willing, but she said, I'm not a professional.
We need fast and simple.
Yeah.
As long as she can just do a quick cat, quick dog, quick
tiger. I also will need, I was wondering, so supplies.
Yeah.
So we don't have any supplies and asking people to buy their supplies when they're coming
yeah.
here.
We do have one organization. We do have one organization, the same one. I think it's the Christian Fellowship.
Yeah,
going to do them again this year. So they're going to do
space painting.
But they
also
painting.
We need supplies. Okay. Well, let us know what we need to. Well, you just buy it and give us the receipt.
Yeah. Okay. Entertainment. Or do you want me to jump to the parade?
So jump to the parade because we started the schedule and I think we need to meet again now and like finalize
it. Is there anything that needs a decision? Any update on the expensive duo?
No, nothing.
Okay.
And I have left them for a minute because I think what they're doing is they're
going
to see how busy they are at that time, and if they don't have anything else, then maybe they'll do it. That's what's giving my dad. So
okay. All right. Okay. So just at the breakfast, you have arranged the Ramblers. The Ramblers are coming. Okay. So
So the harpist, just so you know, the harpist, I also talked to her. She was not available. She's playing at a friend's wedding, so. Okay. And then, I know, I said, lucky friend. I know, I thought about him.
Cameron Whitcomb,
he made it quite high up in American Idol last time, and he's from Nanaimo.
Okay.
And he's a really good singer.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think he lives in Nanaimo. I think he's over in Kansas or something, but. The girl that's really big now. Yeah.
I think she's beyond us now.
Yeah. So, but anyways.
Pamela Anderson.
She might be dating. I don't know. She'll show up in white. We can be
sure of that. She can bring a little for Emma.
She can bring that farm that she supports. Yeah. Okay. I did watch her show. I must admit, on Home and Garden. So she's doing the homestead. Okay, parade. So, do you want to bring up the...
What's happening?
What have you done? What have you accomplished? Yeah. Okay, so...
what are your questions?
So, well, let me just fill in. Anne emailed me today, said that she got in touch with her gang from last year, and... none of them were interested in taking on, really being super taking on any roles, but she did pass on the name of 3 volunteers, which I've put onto the volunteer checklist. And then I think if you go to the, that one, yeah, so those 3 people are interested in the parade.
There's some contacts for you.
And they were 3 people who helped out with the parade last year.
You might have to ask them what they did last time.
Yeah.
They'd be willing to do it again.
Yeah.
And did anybody organize the parade last year?
Yeah, Anne.
Did you?
Not here.
I've done that like a lot.
Yeah.
And yet you don't want it anymore.
I would be happy to help you, because really by last time all the logistics are kind of done, so I'm happy to show
you. Sure, if you want to help out. Just go back to the parade spreadsheet? So the parade,
wasn't there a conversation where we're going to ask for a stage midway before,
The actual, the chart of interested people, click on parade. Go back there. Click on parade. Yeah.
Right.
Click there and then go to,
the one on the right.
This one. Yeah. Sorry. Yep. So this is actually populated right now with last year's parade people, okay? These are all people that need to be contacted. When you keep going, there'll be a couple of yeses on there, because there are people that have already, keep going down, or up or whatever the majority. Yeah, so there you, okay. So Qualicum Beach Fire Rescue has already been talking to Jody about a display, so they are interested. They just need to be followed up with. And the Rotary Club of Qualcomm that came in yesterday, they're interested in being in the parade. I chatted with Alex from the Seaside Cruisers yesterday. He's put the call out about interest. I told him 4 or 5 cars in the parade. No more, and also about being up in the upper parking lot. So he's checking. I did say that it would be best if they were 2 separate groups. Who was in the parade was different from the parking lot. So anyway, he'll get back to me. So yeah, so there's your, that's your chart. Those are people that you can start reaching out to see if they're interested in being in the parade. And some of them don't have, are not filled in with.
Do you have contact information for Geraldine?
They probably are on the email.
Find it.
Okay, well.
Do we have an actual family day? Oh, I see. This is the town now website.
I'll send you the people that have showed interest.
Okay.
And then you can get in contact with them.
Or you can just, we can just
add them to the
mesh show.
I know, but they just said we're interested in the parade too, so they don't really have any info or anything on it.
Yeah.
So
they
probably just need to be
The big thing you've got to know about the parade is that you've got to turn up at a certain time. You're going to have, it's going to run for 20 minutes, but you might line up for, like, you might be there for an hour beforehand. They're going to have a theme, and we really encourage you to have music, have something happening. And we encourage you to be a little bit interesting.
Yeah, and some people will ask if they can throw candy and that kind of thing. It's okay as long as it's, handed, but it was okay if it was sort of
the key to that is that this role is to contact those people as soon as possible because they need to connect with the membership and we're only with the Rotary 10 weeks out and then direct them to the website.
Okay.
And then it's really just a matter of shepherding them in and getting them lined up and instilling confidence. Roll up and down in here, a little
buggy. Yeah, muster.
And then making sure the parade sticks together somewhat as it goes through the town so it doesn't get all spread out and you're getting jacked out.
And where is the parade going to be? On 2nd Avenue or 1st?
It runs from here, so it's a fire hole. It comes down Primrose.
Okay.
Right? And then it'll turn down 2nd and it'll turn into the city center.
It's
the shortest
parade.
Well, you can't call it that for a newcomer.
It's the best parade.
Fire hall.
It's the old fire hall. You probably don't even know that that's the old fire hall.
No.
There's a white building behind us.
Okay, the place where you buy your pot?
Where
you buy your pot? It's part of the muster there.
You muster there. Area.
So,
how do you feel about that?
Sure. Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. To send emails, do I use my private email? Okay. So people might not respond if they get a private email, but that's okay.
They're pretty good. Responded to me. I'm brand new here, and I just said, hi, I'm working on the family.
Yeah, just like I just make it pretty clear in the subject line, what is child. And I mean, you're an HR person, you spend the and then at the bottom, we just generally say our name, family day committee member, so that it, looks somewhat official.
Can I ask where the family day at qualitymeets.com goes to? Is that you, Brenda?
Yep.
Yeah.
So you can CC, so is it helpful to CC you and emails?
No,
I haven't struggled with getting people to answer me at all.
No,
they're pretty email address. It's pretty, if that way, they don't have my real email address. I'll be like Geraldine in Qualicum or something. And then that makes it look like it's more official almost,
Okay, Jean. How's it going with the food? Any decisions we need to make?
I had to get the logistics for.
Okay.
There was the bigger one.
Before anyone needs, shouldn't we figure out the next date for meeting?
Okay. Sorry,
you got the official text.
Yeah.
Quote, get your butt home.
How often? Do you guys want to meet in 2 weeks' time just to get your...
We could do that and then just decide then.
Yeah? In 2 weeks' time, there you go. And on a Thursday?
So Thursday the 30th at 3 p.m. work?
Works for me. Yeah, me too.
Go.
Yeah.
I might have to join you by June, but that's no problem. I can make that up.
And I'm actually a little late with that.
April 30th, did you say?
March 30th,
sorry. I did write on March 30th, I just said April.
In the same room, Bernadette?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
March. And anybody have friends that own food trucks? Other than what's on the list?
You've got quite a few confirmed.
Mm-hmm, but we don't have more. Do you have a dragon book?
Yes.
Is there any feedback about price disparity? So, like in the past, you used to have these different, everybody was like, one person was $2 for pop, they were $3 for pop, then all of a sudden they were 75 cents for pop.
Yep.
Yeah, it was comical.
And we really wanted to support more quick food because the lines were quiet.
Yeah, and then the D-Hall is easier for quick food and then the street market.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then, I mean, all those groups, like the groups do pop dogs and,
Yeah.
That's our guys and donuts and.
Yeah.
I apologize for leaving.
Thank you.
Good time.
Glad to have you back.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Yeah, so I mean, you've already got, like, I think more than we had last year.
Which is good.
Great. That's awesome.
And what about volunteers versus, or, you know, community groups versus?
These are all food trucks. Well, maybe not Mama's Food granola bars.
Granola isn't. So she doesn't need anything like generators or plug-ins or anything.
Yeah.
She's one that sells at the farmer's market on Saturday.
Yeah, she's already filled out the form. So there's Barb, Fusion Theory, and Mama Sue have all filled out the form. But have we heard from the air cadets? Because theirs was really good last year.
No. Yeah, and like that quick food option, I'm looking at them, I can't tell, but that quick food option.
And the AeroView leadership came last year, right? And they were...
Did you contact Jen Picard from the AeroView leadership? Kate, do you want me to?
Yes, please.
I was just talking about today.
And then is any ice cream, though? Andy's ice cream.
Right. And didn't someone hand out freebies?
That was Rob's team.
Yeah, Rob. Yeah. So have you been in touch with...
Should I call?
Well, I mean, all these people on here should... You should probably, call. Because they're all people that were here last year.
But you'll do that.
Yeah, no, I...
Can I do anything in that?
I might sponsor something. Yeah.
Right. Because otherwise, it's just...
Oh, they're just well...
Yeah, I know.
I was actually thinking
about... I don't think she's
we can... Should I open up to more... I haven't contacted any...
Should I open up to more realtors?
Right.
There are always people like Lois Grant and Don Sutter that want to do stuff.
For food.
Yeah.
As long as
they don't do handouts, they're not like, that'll make money.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, so I've been communicating with Ian Lindsay, and he, I mean, I was just very clear on that you're not there drumming up real estate business. He asked what other realtors were going to be that were there. And I said, well, none is committed yet. So
I think in mind too, he's a 9-1 now, hey? He's not a local realtor anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but he did ask me what he could sponsor. So I'm like,
okay.
I'm not going to turn that down. So I gave him some ideas. The one thing I may pitch to him if we hear back from the boys is,
I'd like to do hunger nomination for
someone.
I really think hunger nomination is important to be there if we can get them.
So if you're willing to donate $1,000 for them to come perform.
No, but she says she wants to do it.
Oh, you want to do it?
Yeah, like
you want to sponsor them?
Well, I was wondering if...
I don't think you can. I think that's a
country.
Is that not a conflict?
How come
we'll just join
them?
Okay.
And Robert,
it's not us at all.
Okay. No, it's different in that that's like a, I didn't know if it was like a paint, like I didn't know. The,
no, because
you were just thinking of balloons for your people. No, I don't know. I just was thinking.
I was thinking, because we had have we not said that we would pay $500 for them? So I was thinking, can I do the other $500 to get them there?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Okay.
There's no conflict.
Because we're not benefit from it.
That's right.
No.
That's the thing. I think that she benefit from it other than anyone else who's benefiting from, like, being a filter. Like,
totally. Agreed with you.
Yeah. Okay. No, I just wasn't sure since it's an actual, like, payment of money to someone else as opposed to giving out balloons.
Like, I guess like last time they got the robot people.
Yeah.
Iron Man people, right?
Yeah, true.
You bring the robot people in again? They were good.
I've been in contact with them. We'll wait and see. I want to make sure they're...
Kind of feel like, you know, if I'm giving $500 or $1,000 for psychonometry, I do kind of feel like it would be nice to say, psychonometry sponsored by Kelly.
Like, all sponsors will be recognized.
Yeah, but nothing, like, I'm not looking for anything other than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All your pages in every single newspaper, there's so many houses, that's actually, I know your name. I know your name from the realtor, so.
Okay.
But then, when we list sponsors, we should connect the sponsor with who they're sponsoring. Because, in all fairness, she's donating that amount of money versus Rob O, who's only putting up Freezy. So, Rob O is doing Freezy, but Carol Vera is doing quantumometry.
Sure.
We can do that.
So,
you get full thanks for it.
Yeah. All right, so
that is what we do with all, like, I'll give money to the Parksville Beach Fest, and I give money, you know, we all do that.
Yeah, okay. All righty, great, thank you.
Thank you.
Do
you have anything else?
Any other, the rest of volunteers with me, I have no update there other than
I have a question, artists. Actually. For the parade, do people expect payment of any kind, or is it free?
No.
Okay, I just want to be clear, you know, in case somebody starts asking for money.
Yeah.
I don't know. What?
The one other thing Anne mentioned was the chalk artist. Now, was that all over the road?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
So
she is going to contact that person and ask them if they're interested again. So they chalk pictures on the road and did things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's going to contact them and see if they are interested, and I will give her your name and details so that then that can happen. Promotion and advertising, is there anything that we need to do before, like stuff we need to moving on?
Yeah,
well, the poster will now get developed now that we've come up with a theme that's in Bernadette. Because it has to be properly advertising
until a month out. Just because people don't.
Yeah, so many things far
out. If they start it now, like, that's just old hat by the time it comes around.
The only thing that I wouldn't mind it is something going out, for volunteers.
Okay, yeah.
Because people, it's really like to have that in their books and, planned out and stuff. So that's the only thing I would think I would start advertising, and if you advertise for that, then people will know, will see that it's that day.
I have a volunteer that will be signing up.
Okay.
She's fantastic.
Okay, so you can
send her
to the link. And
yeah, she's just waiting to make sure her llamas get settled in before she. I've already talked to her about it. She might. They've been in, what's that called when they go to like a for 3 weeks or whatever until she moved them over here, and they were super traumatized with the move. So
she
settled them down. They move in this weekend.
My
new assistant.
Is that what you're wanting?
I don't know. Lover.
She's going to tell me llama.
She's 3.
I wonder about, have we ever thought about doing a dog, demonstration.
Yeah,
That'd
be amazing. Let me look into that.
Yeah,
I was on tour of dog agility.
That would be really cool.
I think that would be cool.
And that woman that has the shop down there, her dog does some cool stuff.
Yeah, I know.
He follows the wildlife.
Yeah. She was super keen in being involved in
Family
and Family Day. So I think,
I'll contact her.
She
Mine are just lost. I'm just kidding. I'm lost. Are there any other than green customers? Okay. All right. So nothing else. We'll end for today then, and we'll meet again in 2 weeks.